Welcome to the Big Success Podcast, cutting-edge conversations on business and personal success, as well as how to level up. Here's your host, number one business coach in the world, Brad Sugars.
This week, you're going to get blown away. Dan Kuchel, 22 years helping people grow businesses, a marketing extraordinaire. But his philosophy on success came from his career back in baseball. So written the books, built the companies, father, husband, all that stuff is definitely on his list. He had a false alarm in 2007, thought he was going to die, everything reset it, and built a business that makes him happy and helps him thrive. So many great lessons. The stuff he does in our second segment on marketing will blow your mind. His formula for marketing is phenomenal. I love his football analogy too. Then we dive into the short, quickfire round, and he probably has one of the best quotes on success at the end of this. This is the Big Success Podcast. Let's get straight to it. And we're here with Dan Kuchel. Dan, welcome to the Big Success Podcast.
It's awesome to be with you, Brad.
Fantastic to have you. Now, my first question is always a simple one, but not really that simple. What is success to you?
Success to me, I would say it's being able to live your fullest potential mentally, physically, socially, spiritually, emotionally, and then financially. Yeah.
Fullest potential. Define that for us, because I think that's kind of a unique way to look at this thing.
Well, one way I think I would define it is, you know, getting clear on values, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, the Confucius quote, Brad, it says, you know thyself, right? And, you know, I've got all kinds of quirks. You ask my wife, she'd say, you know, Dan, you're a bull at a china shop. You have two speeds. You're either 100 or you're zero. Like, there's no middle throttle to what you do. So, like, number one is being clear on your own, you know, values of where you stand. So my three core values, which are similar to our company, is number one is lead with hyper growth mindset, right? Mm-hmm. Stretch the status quo. You know, I've always been kind of that black sheep, probably like you, the pioneer at heart, the innovator, you see things that others don't see and or test things or experiment things that most people won't do.
Yeah.
So hyper growth. Number two is collaborative teamwork. You know, coming from my sports background, I'm so grateful, Brad, that my dad introduced me to personal development when I was 10. Mm. I went to my very first seminar when I was 10 years old. He was a coach for baseball. It was a clinic and a boot camp or whatever, a couple day boot camp. But I was the only kid in this thing. And I started hearing about PMA, positive mental attitude. And, you know, I can picture the page in this manual I got from Eastern Michigan University, which is where this clinic was back in like the 1970s, 1979 to be exact. And it said, your success in sports, baseball, and life is going to be 90% mental and the rest will be physical. And that's always stuck with me. And so, you know, how do you get things done? Like in sports, like, you know, playing baseball, like, someone's a pitcher, someone's a catcher. Like, you can't be both, right? So you got a team, you got coaches, as I played college ball and semi-pro baseball, you know, I had all kinds of coaches. I had a throwing coach, a running coach, a hitting coach, et cetera, et cetera. So teamwork, collaboration can get way more done than just trying to, you know, be that, you know, person that does it all by themselves. And then the third core value, Brad, is, you know, related to impact, being impact driven, like leaving people. I think the simplest way is leaving people in a better place than before we met them, right? Any way we can, whether it's just putting a smile on their, you know, I always like, probably like you, I'm always fascinated going out to different restaurants and places and getting into conversation, like of a simple thing. Like I ask a waiter, waitress, say, you know, they do the four validities, right? We were together, like, you know, at one of your favorite places with one of your favorite friends. And, you know, just, you know, the waitress came over and she goes, you know, how are you? And, you know, does the four valley, how are you? And I like stopping people in their tracks and ask them a question that most people don't take time to ask, which is, well, when they say, you know, my day's good, well, what is good about your day today? And it stops them because, like, I'm imagining they have hundreds of conversations a week and very few people ever go, and now, you know, it puts a smile because you make them the most important person in the room in that given moment.
So if you know, let me relate that back then. Be developing your full self, I guess you've got to know yourself. Those values are important.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. And then, okay, so now how do we apply those values to, you know, mental, physical, social, spiritual, emotional, financial? It's like, okay, what can I do today? I wrote about it in one of my first books, is mentally, what can I do today to be hyper growth minded, to be collaborative, to, right? Then physically, what can I, like, you know, I've since lost about 80 pounds, hired a new trainer about 2 years ago, you know, do this, you know, no extreme fitness, no extreme diets, and let this weight go. Pretty simply, it's probably one of the easier things I've ever done by, you know, focusing on the physical side of things and having better rituals around that and hyper growth, et cetera, right? So then emotionally, you know, having coaches, like I've always, probably like you, I've invested hundreds of thousands, now millions of dollars over years, coaching, consulting programs, et cetera, in 30 years doing this, et cetera. So it's just stretching those things and like, what can I do today to be better mentally? You know, that question, right, is a great question to just ask. What can I do today to be better emotionally? What can I do today
Let's take that back then. When in your life did you choose success? When did you, like, was it as a kid? Was there something that happened? When did you choose Dan is going to be successful?
That's a great question, Brad. I think I can remember back a few very, you know, instrumental times. I grew up in the inner city of Detroit, right? So we were on welfare a few different times, which, you know, will, you know, it can move you one way or move you another. And for me, it moved me away where I was like, I don't ever want this to happen to me.
Right? Was there an experience or a trigger that you said, you know what, I choose that direction? Because I've always found that unless you choose success, it doesn't happen for you.
That's right. And so one was, I thought sports was going to be my way out to take care of my family, right? Mm-hmm. Baseball was heading that way. And then I had a bunch of injuries, and the long and the short, I just wasn't good enough at the end of the day. I could make all kinds of things, right? But it was, to me, outside of business, it's the greatest personal development platform in the world. And so it built I feel so blessed that my dad encouraged me to sports. He pulled, he didn't push. And, you know, it became really this foundation of success.
Yeah.
Right. So that was the start. But watching my dad, you know, he put his heart into a big giant company in Detroit, worked there, worked a lot of hours, and then all this uncertainty and layoffs and then us being on welfare. And then he tried his own business. And my dad was just a good guy, and he still is. He's a great human being. But in business, he was a little too nice. Like, he had this sales rep named Jeannie. I can remember, I was 13 years old because I used to go at his printing company and help him. And she was a sales rep. And so he paid her commissions, of course. But she convinced him, and I'm 13 watching this, she convinced him to pay the commissions on credit, like things had not been collected. Like, it's, it didn't make. And ultimately, you know, that business went bankrupt because my dad just didn't understand business. And that's part of why I do and have pursued what I have is, you know, to help. I see a lot of people like my dad, good, hardworking people. They have so many gifts, so many talents, so much to offer the world, but they just don't know how to create a marketing and selling system to bring, you know, bring things in. So,
and we're going to get to marketing in this in a little bit. But I want to ask, you touched on a little about how success happened, of knowing your values and doing that stuff. What is your formula for success? Like, how do you make sure success happens?
I mean, it's just getting up every day and, you know, following a certain set of rituals. So, you know, those key areas, mental, physical, social, spiritual, and, you know, following those. I bookend my day, Brad, with a couple simple. I'm a pretty simple person these days. I used to be a lot more, you know, I am perfectionist driven, but I've learned to let go a lot of those habits because I found they created a lot more stress than I really needed. So I bookend the day with, I wake up and I do an exercise ritual for an hour, and I'm usually watching some course or some program or pieces of it. And then after I do that exercise, I do some journaling, and I like to ask three questions at the beginning of the day. What am I grateful for right now? And come up with 5 to 10 things.
Yep.
You know, even just the gift of waking up is, you know, is such a gift today, right?
Yeah.
What am I happy about right now? Because it's easy to kind of look at like the glass half empty. What can I be happy about? And then what have I done well in the last 24 hours, right? And kind of reflect on like what's working, what's going well. So I start the day with that ritual. And then I close the day with, you know, something very similar. And then, you know, now we've got my kids included. So we like to just, you know, before they go to bed, I like to ask them, well, what are you grateful for today?
Yeah.
And it, regardless of what happens, it could be chaotic, it could be messy, which, you know, if we're building business, let's face it, there's a lot of chaos. Everybody would like to say it's all perfect structure, but if you're building or growing business, there's chaos all the time. There's never a period where there's not chaos unless you just are settled. So bookending the day for me, like if I just get these couple things done today, now it wasn't this way 20 some years ago, but today, yeah, if I get those, to me, that's, I've had a successful day.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. So let's flip it over then. How does failure teach success? Like how do you learn from your failures and turn them into successes?
Yeah, thank God. Again, baseball taught me a lot because, you know, in baseball, you're a major success when you fail 70% of the time. And I meet a lot of people that attach to, you know, they didn't make that sale or they did that campaign didn't work. And so, but coming from this background of baseball where, I mean, failure is like part of the deal. Like you're not going to succeed more than you fail. Just isn't going to happen. So it gave me a grounded place to connect dots. Brad, and you know, all I look at failure, you know, failure is not failure. It's really just learning.
Yeah, it's an at bat. It's an at bat. All right.
That's it. And it take more at bats. And I think like people have sometimes asked, well, like, what do you think is your greatest talent? I take more at bats than most people, and I don't necessarily get hung up on the fact that I might have broke a bat, I might have swing and missed, I might have popped out. I just get way more at bats than most.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid to strike out. I'm not afraid to, you know, pop out. I'm not afraid to, you know, look silly in a batter. Here's a good example. My senior year of high school, this is going to sound a little strange. My senior year of high school, I got a little bit bored with the game. I was being recruited heavily at the time. I had some pro scouts looking at me before these injuries happened. And I kind of got bored. And I decided, and I was a right-handed hitter. And just out of the blue, I just decided to start switch hitting. I started switching left-handed, and you know, and what it, but what, it, why did I do it? Is this hyper growth mindset? Like I can get very bored with certain things that are the same all the time, right? Which is why having a good team is really good, especially around the creator. And I just started, you know, now I wasn't great at it. I had to relearn how to play, hit the baseball left-handed because I had not done it before other than screwing around a little bit. And I became a better left-handed hitter in a matter of 18 months than I was as a right-handed hitter when you package the whole game.
That's crazy. He's the author of Champion in the Making. We're going to be back with Dan Kuchel on marketing, lead generation, how to build more business into your business in just a moment.
In 30 minutes a day for 30 days, 30X Business will take you through the exact hard-won business principles that Brad Sugars has personally developed over the past 30 years as an entrepreneur, investor, and business advisor. Join Brad and his team and 100 other entrepreneurs who want to start building a successful business today.
You're back on the Big Success Podcast. Dan Kuchel, let's talk about marketing. Your company, Breakthrough 3X, is like the virtual CMO business. You provide marketing to so many great companies. What is marketing to you? How does it work? What? Because a lot of people misunderstand what marketing really is.
Yeah, so two ways we could look at it. It's like a football field, right? So what is marketing? We all do marketing. Some of us just better than others. Like you're one of the best in the world at it for what you do with Action Coach and all your franchisees and the systems you've set up. But it's, you know, in many ways, like it's like a football field. Mm. You know, and imagine that I'm going to catch a kickoff at the goal line. So you kick off or your team kicks off to me. I catch the ball at the goal line. And because I'm in my 50s and I'm old and slow and, you know, my body doesn't move like it used to, I go about 4 yards. I'm giving myself a lot of credit here, Brad. and I absolutely get pummeled by the opposing team. So I've gone 4 yards, right? Well, what does that mean? Well, in business point, my marketing took me 4 yards. And now what do I have to do to get a sale? Well, I got to go 96 yards. In other words, I got to sell really, 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 really hard to, you know, really create a client in most cases. If I don't have good marketing. On the other hand, you know, let's say we're kicking the ball to you because you're more athletic, you're more spry, you stay young, all the things you do. We kick off, you catch it, you make a move, go about 10 yards, make a cut to the left, head to the sideline, shoo, you go down the sideline, you go 84 yards, and somebody pushes you out of bounds from behind. Now, you got 16 yards to go in this example. So your marketing took you 84 yards. How much selling do you really need?
Yeah.
Right. So good marketing is about field position in your business. And what is that field position? Marketing helps you. I believe I heard this from Joe Polish. He says marketing is what you do to get someone on the phone or face to face in a selling situation where they're pre-qualified, pre-motivated, pre-interested, and more ready to do business with you. Right. That's what good marketing will do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, selling is what you do when someone is in front of you pre-motivated. And if you think of that football field, in either case, they're in that place. It's just, you know, many people have gotten accustomed to, you know, great companies like Apple,
yeah,
or great companies like Starbucks. Well, how great would it be if you could go from a selling model to a buyer's model? That's what Apple has, Starbucks, yeah, Nike,
so
I mean, Disney.
How do you, Dan, succeed at marketing?
Well, we've done a lot of studies, reviewed 4,000 companies, worked with a lot of clients over the years. We've narrowed it down to 5 critical steps. We believe that almost every business, if they follow these steps and leverage them, will get more results. So number one, get clarity on a vision and growth plan for your marketing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me. And again, you guys are one of the best in the world as you work with your clients, Brad. I will tell you, and you know, I've run a lot of businesses over the year. We work with a lot of clients, almost 99% of them. When we go, hey, can we see like a marketing blueprint?
Yeah.
The most common answer is I don't have one other than in my head.
Yeah.
No, we got to get that on paper and laid out so your team can have alignment. You can then bring other people in and help support you in growing your business, right? And get the things done that need to get done in communicating what it is you do. And so the first step is the vision and growth plan. Second step are build connection campaigns. And the way we describe connection campaigns, Brad, it's like romance in advance. In the before stage of working with a client, in the while we're working with a client, and then the after stage. And if you do this properly, what ends up happening is you can create more conversions in a shorter period of time. It's like, romance in advance. It's building up trust and respect ahead of time.
Yes.
And technology allows us to do this so much easier. Yeah. Like when I got started at this back in the late 1980s, early 90s, probably like you, Brad, you know, TV commercials, you know, you could run a TV ad, which is one of the, you know, part of the business we ran, TV, direct mail, and radio. And 99% of the people we were marketing to were not a fit, but it still worked because it was kind of new and innovative at the time. Whereas today we can go to the like demographic ages, male and female. We can go to the interest layers. We can go to income layers using the, you know, the technology to put these campaigns, connection campaigns. And what does this stuff do? Connection campaign shortens the sales cycle.
Yeah.
It builds trust, respect, authority. So the second step, connection campaigns or romance in advance. Third is move people from out there to in here. I mean, like simple businesses, you know, we go, hey, what can we see your list? You know, when someone walks in your retail shop, like in your restaurant, how are you, you know, communicating with them? Oh, well, we don't. That's money lost out the door. Something as simple as just building a list of, you know, somebody's first name, email, or it can go deeper with more attributes. But it's building a lead machine and moving them from these platforms out here into your platform. In other words, become the media company.
Yeah.
Build your lead machine that you have more control. But more importantly, what it is, it allows you to really intentionally build relationship with people in that lead machine process. That leads to the fourth step, which is like a hidden, in many cases, hidden opportunity. You teach this in several of your books, actually, that I've read, which you call it something else, but it's education-based event models. Disney's used this. Nike's used this. Apple uses to launch most things. Education-based events. And there's about 20 different ways you can do these, either live, you can do it virtual, you can do like what we're doing here in many ways is a mini education-based event. And then you can evergreen it. And its whole idea is do it once and let it be leveraged. So you do it once and get paid over and over and over and over again with education-based events. What do? Shorten the sales cycle as well. Many times they move people from, say, a potential client to a client because the speed, it's like, like when we were dating, Brad, I've been through a divorce, which was kind of when I got back into dating. It's like going on that super date where, you're in the mountaintop restaurant. It's like the best date they've ever had. That's like 5 dates. Well, that's what an education-based event can do to move someone from potential client to a client in a really cool, authentic, genuine way. So It's the fourth step. And then the fifth step is go deep. I don't know. You probably have faced this, Brad, but a lot of people suffer from shiny object syndrome.
Yeah.
And they get one thing or a couple things working, and then they go on a shoot, focus on the new shiny object. AI is a big topic at the time we're doing this interview. And yeah, it's valuable, but put 10%, 15% into that and put 90% of things into the things that are actually working for you and run those deep, which means optimize it. What do? Trim the fat, because everything has a shelf life. So trim the fat, eliminate the waste, stick with the things and go deep with the things that are working. It sounds simple, but so true. And then implement more, because the worst number, as you know, Brad, is one.
Yeah.
Right? Like one platform, one method to attract. So if someone's like, we work with clients in all these kind of different platforms, but if a client's just in like Facebook ads and the algorithm changes, sometimes businesses can go out of business because their oil well dried up. They don't have anything to fall back on. So like what it'd be worth as you're watching or listening to this right now, number one, to get your vision and growth plan in place. Number two, to build intentional connection, romance and advance campaigns to warm people up, to speed trust. Number three is you have a lead machine, move people from here to here. They're in your platform versus out there. Number four, education-based events to drive more conversions faster. And number five is to go deep, optimize it, and then implement. And here's a secret. Lead it as you're watching right now. Here's a little secret. What is the business that Apple is in? They're not really in the technology business. They are in the media business. Disney, they're not really in the entertainment business. They're in the media business. Well, like, what if you shifted that? Whatever business you're in, what if you became your own media platform? It opens up so many doors directly and indirectly that allow you to be able to go connect, to be able to convert, and to be able to go deep with your business.
You know, one of the big things you talked about there was shortening that cycle of the sale. You know, I think that in today's world, people are like 70 or 80% sold before they call you if you do a good job online. What are some of the keys to making sure I do give enough education online so people can come to me ready to buy?
Well, first is just get out some good content. So content marketing, this takes all kinds of shapes and forms. Brad, as you know, you and your companies are some of the best at it. You know, the idea of doing, an interview like we're doing and then leveraging it, right? And, this would be called, in some ways, most people wouldn't look at this as like traditional advertising. But one of my early mentors, he says, you got to drive advertising to your PR. Mm. So this might be considered a PR piece. But like, for example, we could take this piece, I'll do a demonstration to prove. We'll take this piece and we'll put it on Facebook. And then we'll start running ads specific to our niche, the people that are our potential clients. And literally for 2 cents to 5 cents, I can get in front of business owners, founders, CEOs, certain ages, sizes of business, income ranges, and more, and put this specific interview right in front of them or pieces of it.
Yeah.
We can do the same thing in YouTube. We can do the same. So that's one example. And now when you build a root system of just providing and adding that, the easiest way I could describe it is, what are some nuggets and valuable tips or strategies that your clients would love to get the answer to? In other words, think from your client's shoes. We call it the boat, BOTE. You're going to give them the breakthrough, the outcome, the transformation experience based
hang
on.
Hang on, say those four again. Hang on. I got to write this down.
Boat. You got to build the boat. Breakthrough, outcome, transformation experience. Right. So you're in your client's shoes, you're in their heart. And then the first part of the boat, it's like the sail on top of the boat that makes this boat go. And that word in, inside their sale, if you can picture that, is their problem.
Yep.
What problem do, or problems do they want solved? And if you can speak to them, you know, in a way related to their problem, and an easy way to create content is start with a question. What is the question related to a problem that your client is suffering from today? Right. You know how a lot of people suffer from anxiety. I'm thinking of a therapist we work with, right? You know how a lot of people are suffering with anxiety? Well, I've got a proven method that can help reduce or eliminate anxiety in 10 minutes or less. Well, who wouldn't want that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, we could do dozens of examples of starting with a question. Next time you're at as you're watching this right now, next time you're at a networking meeting, you do whatever they call it, the elevator pitch, or you do your introduction. Instead of doing what everybody else will do, they'll go, I do X to solve Y to do Z. And that's awesome. But just shift it, just a 12 degree turn. And this 12 degrees will make all the difference. You'll move from people hearing white noise because it's like everybody else to people leaning in, being compelled. You'll be compelling versus convincing. And when you're compelling instead of convincing, that also attracts, and you can do this in all your content by starting with the question. For example, that therapist I'm thinking of that would stand up in the network, or it's in an elevator, someone says, well, what do you do? Well, you know how a lot of people struggle with anxiety? Pause. Well, what I do is I help people eliminate or reduce anxiety in 10 minutes or less. Now, as you're watching or listening right now, take that one simple idea. You transform your message, speaking to the sale, their problems, and then you deliver the boat, breakthrough outcome transformation experience. Now you got something that can sail forever.
I love it. Dan Cruchel, we'll be back with him in a moment. We're going to talk about scaling up on the Big Success Podcast.
Dan is an accomplished business coach, strategist, and serial entrepreneur who has started, built, and sold multiple companies. He is also the founder of Growth to Freedom, a business and personal development platform that helps entrepreneurs and executives grow their businesses and improve their lives. To learn more about Dan Cruchel, please visit his website today.
Big success. That's what we're after. Dan Cruchel, he's done it. He's been there. He teaches it. Dan, talk to me about leveling up, going from good to great. You teach people to choose massive goals rather than just small goals. How do you do that? How do you get people to choose the big goal rather than just the small or mediocre goal?
Well, number one, it's surrounding ourselves with people who are also like-minded. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a big difference between being linear in our thinking and transformational in our thinking. Mm. And as you're watching or listening right now, you know, Brad's a great example. He's a transformational thinker. And, you know, if you can think from a place and then most importantly, be from a place and do from a place, you'll ultimately have from a place that you never dreamed possible by just, you know, if your goal right now is to double your business, let's say, well, what would it look like if you worked to 10X that business? Mm. Or there's a great program that Brad has. You may want to get the details with him on how to build your $1 billion business blueprint. See, that's just a different way of thinking about things, and it'll scare you. It'll test your waters. It'll test your mettle. You might have some doubt that creeps in, and you might even have doubt when I'm saying that now. Imagine just like, what would it be worth for you to sit out with Brad or others like Brad or ourselves and build your $1 billion business blueprint?
Yeah.
Right. And if you start thinking from there, you'll start looking to be from there and do the things that are required. You know, what has to happen to have it happen? Who do you have to become to have that happen?
Yeah.
And if you do that work, the results will follow.
Yeah. Look, I you know, just in openness to everybody, when Dan had one of his guys, Mike, with me for that $1 billion week, it was a lot of fun just helping people build that. I think looking at it from a different angle. So what's been your thing, though, for dreaming big? How did you go from that good to great? What changed your brain to be that thinker?
Well, I think, as we talked about earlier, sports was a great foundation because it's always stretching and it's a merit-based business.
Yeah.
Where performance means everything. And if you don't perform, you don't get results. So it trained a certain set of skills, habits, rituals, and that sort of thing. And then translated that to business. You know, the truth is, you know, Brad, it hasn't always been like this way. Like, I've had so many failures. You know, I was on the verge of bankruptcy in my early years, probably my first decade of business. I struggled, you know, had some wins, but struggled. And I remember what I did is I sat down and, you know, I casted a vision. I think I first heard a program on Nightingale Conant by a guy named Michael Wickett, and it was about casting your vision. And then also forgiveness, as crazy as that sounds. And so I forgive myself for my guilt, my shame, my mistakes, because I've always had a tendency to be very hard on myself. And he talked about this vision process. And then, you know, I like to engineer things in much simpler ways than most. So I literally now will write a vision every year. I've been doing this for 15 years. I sit down at the end of the year, you know, like in December, and I go, I'm sitting down 1 year from today, and I paint a picture of like, what does that year look like? And you know, I cover mental, physical. And I think just having the habits to do that, and then also work with coaches, like having a coach who challenges our thinking, right? And leveling up our game. I think those couple things are probably the biggest reasons, you know, for it. And, you know, none of it's easy, but it's pretty simple when you have the right focus, number one, the vision that you're committed to, and then coach and support to help make it happen.
Love it. All right, let's dive into the quick fire round. Fast, short answers. How do you succeed at relationships?
Be a giver.
How do you succeed at health?
Health. Do a little bit each day.
How do you succeed at fun?
Be fun. Go do some things that are fun. For example, you know, go do something fun with your kids. Go take them on a go-kart, you know, experience. Go, you know, hold hands with your wife and walk around the neighborhood and do something maybe you wouldn't normally do that might seem simple, but enjoyable. You don't have to go, you know, Steve Sims has this great quote. He says, thoughtful beats expensive.
Love
so
it.
As you're watching, what can you do that's thoughtful today for your spouse or partner or friend or a team member that's thoughtful and it is fun for you?
Love it. How do you succeed at self-development?
Self-development, one day at a time. Go find successful coaches. Go find the people. If you know you're not at a place to get a consultant or a coach, then I mean, there's so much available. There's not a shortage of learning from the best in the world. Go get their books. Go get their courses. Go get their materials.
Subscribe to this podcast. Yes.
Subscribe to this podcast. Exactly. Go take advantage of the courses that Brad's got available. His 10X business courses, 10X life course. I mean, it's there. Go deep.
How do you succeed at goal setting?
Goal setting. Start with a simple goal. I mean, we have a 12-step process, but we don't have time to go into that. But number one, I don't believe in goal setting. I believe in goal achieving. So, you know, number one, you have to have something to shoot for. You need a target. But then rather than focusing on all the stuff that goes with it, focus from the goal. Who do you have to become to make it true?
Perfect.
And then what actions do you have to do consistently to get it in place? What are the things that you have to stop doing? Most of the time, a lot of this, especially for high achievers, depending on the level you're at, the unlearning of things is more important than the learning. So stopping certain rituals, like doing it all yourself or you being in complete control of everything in your business, those things matter. So those are called.
Love it. Final question. What's the best advice or the best quote you ever had on success?
I would say that, you know, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail?
Yeah,
I forget who that quote is by, but what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail and then go do it?
Yeah. It's funny, you know, just going back to that one always reminds me of, you know, more people miss their dreams because they never went after them than actual failure. So, Dan, I love it. Thank you so much for being so generous with your time and energy and knowledge today. This is the Big Success Podcast. Connect with Dan. Go to the links. Do everything you can. Learn from this man. We'll see you next week on the Big Success Podcast. And that's the Big Success Podcast for today. Hopefully you took a lot of notes. Hopefully you learned a bunch. And hopefully you're going to take action on it. BS, Brad Sugars, Big Success, take action. Check all the show notes for all of the links. So make sure that you have links to every single thing that every speaker has in our show notes. Check them now. Click the links. Take advantage of it. And I'll speak to you again next time on the Big Success Podcast.
You've been listening to the Big Success Podcast with the number one business coach in the world, Brad Sugars. To learn more about how to achieve business and personal success,
as well as how to level up or listen to past episodes, visit www.bradsugars.com.